Hi, I'm Deborah Lindad, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world. Even though there are many toxic things in the world today in consumer products, in the environment, and it seems like every time we turn on the radio or read a newspaper, somebody's talking about some new toxic chemical in some other product. But there are many, many products that are not toxic. There are many wonderful things that we can do that are not toxic. There are many ways that we can remove toxic chemicals from our homes and from our bodies. And there are many people who are doing wonderful things to make our world a less toxic place to be. And I talk to many of them on this show. And this is what we talk about, is how to be less toxic, more healthy, happier, more productive, and making our dreams come true. Today we're going to be talking with a young mother about how she chooses toxic-free toys and other products and why she does this and her whole story about choosing toxic to live toxic-free. But first, I want to give you a quote from Buckminster Fuller. If you don't know Buckminster Fuller, he lived from 1895 to 1983, so hearing about Buckminster Fuller was something that I grew up with. And he was a wonderful architect and a systems theorist, author, designer, inventor, and futurist. And he had a lot of great ideas, and here's one of them. And I actually live by this statement. You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. And that's what I'm doing here with this radio show, and everything that I do is that I'm building a new model of how we can live without toxic chemicals that are so prevalent in the old model, and showing you where what the ideas are and where you can find the products and how to think about this, that we're really building a new toxic-free world by choosing to be toxic-free, buying toxic-free products, making things that are non-toxic. And by actually making this happen, we're building a new world. And I just love this statement and totally agree with everything I've ever heard Buckminster Fuller say. So you might want to look him up and get to know him better. My guest today is Bethany Gonzalez Moreno, and she's the founder of Be Eco Chic, and the B, that's initial B, Eco Chic Seal of Approval. And she is a cancer survivor, and so when she had a child, it became even more important to her to choose non-toxic products. Hi, Bethany. Thanks for being with me today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So tell us your story. What happened in your own life?
So I got Hodgkin's disease when I was 15, and after a few months of chemo, they said that I could stop and they would keep checking on me, and I became more interested in healthy living and green living after that, and I was launching Be Eco Chic right before I found out I was pregnant, and once I became pregnant, all of my research turned to how to make my house and my, you know, life safer and healthier for this child that was coming into the world. So that's what I did.
I want to point out, just so that everybody makes a connection here. You say on your website about yourself that you say, like most of you, I was raised with toxic chemicals. I played with plastic toys that likely leached endocrine-disrupting chemicals like phthalates. I ate food that was laced with hormones, antibiotics, and pesticides. And, yes, that is the story for each one of us, that basically everybody there's a book called Silent Spring, which I think probably everybody has heard of, but not everybody has read it. And when I read it a couple of years ago, I found out that virtually everybody who was born after 1944, which is you and I, at least, everybody who was born after 1944 was already born with toxic chemicals in their bodies, because
wow,
they were already ubiquitous in the environment. And so we hear today about, you know, penguins in the North Pole having pesticides and other toxic chemicals in their body, even there where they're not being used. That's how it moves throughout the ecosystem, and that was already happening in 1944. So the sequence here for you went that you were born with toxic chemicals, you were exposed to toxic chemicals, and by the time you were age, 15, you were diagnosed with Hodgkin's disease. And that could be the future for any child. And I'm very happy that you went through your treatment and that you survived and that you regained your health. And that's not the case for everybody. So it's so important for, this is why it's so important that we be looking at what are the toxic chemicals we're being exposed to, and particularly women who are about to conceive, want to conceive, women who are pregnant, that the babies are getting the toxic chemicals right through the mother's body. And so this is like the underlying thing that we need to keep in mind. So the important thing here, why I was really interested in having you on the show, is because you are evaluating products one by one. And you've come up with a method of doing that. So I want us to talk a lot about that, about how you go through that process. Let's go ahead and start talking about what you do and how you do it.
Okay, so there are other, you know, people who research products, and one of the methods that they use and that I used at first was finding a product I wanted, writing to the company, and hoping somebody would answer me and tell me what was in the product. And that did not work well. And oftentimes I would get conflicting answers, or I would get answers back where they were wrong, and I found out later. So I said, I'm not going to do it this way. I've done all my research. I'm going to create a standard, you know, of how I want things to be if I'm going to allow these products into my own home. And then I'm going to, you know, invite the companies to apply, and that's the only way that I'll recommend their products or review them or let them into my own home. So I started with the Safe Toy Guide, and I had to develop an assessment, and it was very complex because there's a lot of different kinds of toys and, you know, activities and things for children, so I had to think about a lot of different materials and ingredients and things like that. And then the companies had to apply and fill out the assessment. Not everyone who wanted to apply or tried to apply made it through. A lot didn't. But I was quite happy with the selection of products that I came up with at the end that I felt comfortable recommending to all of my readers on the EcoChic for that guide.
Good. So everybody, I want to point out to everyone who's listening that everybody, each of us as consumers, even though we're not making a guide online like Bethany has done or like I do, even though everybody does not make a guide, as consumers, we each go through this process of making decisions about products. And how do we make that decision? Do you make a decision based on advertising? Like, do you see a commercial on TV and they tell you, you know, I just have to say this. There's a commercial running now on television. Not that I watch that much TV, but late at night when I'm falling asleep, there's this commercial running now about use your MasterCard to stop cancer. And I haven't gone to their website. You laugh. So did I. And that really is the slogan. They say, use your MasterCard to stop cancer. And they're showing a picture of a guy, like, driving up to a fast food window or something. And the point, I think, of the advertisement is to get you to use your MasterCard, and then MasterCard will make a donation to the American Cancer Society or something. And I haven't gone to their website to find out exactly what they did, but the point I wanted to make is they want you to buy something so that they get more business, and then they'll make a donation to cancer. Why don't they just say, let's get rid of the cancer-causing chemicals? And we'll talk about that after we come back from the break. I'm Deborah Lynn Dowd. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio, and my guest today is Bethany Gonzalez-Moreno from EcoChic. Be EcoChic. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Bethany Gonzalez-Moreno from Be Eco Chic. That's the initial Be Eco Chic, and it's be-ecochic.com. be-ecochic.com. Be Eco Chic. And she has put together a list of toys. Hello? Are you there? Hello? She's put together a list of toys that she has reviewed to make sure that they don't have toxic chemicals. Bethany, are you there? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. So let's go on discussing that consumers make choices based on different criteria. And Bethany going through her process here, and me, when I go through my process, as consumers, we're not just following a commercial on television or an ad in the magazine, or we're not looking to see if the label is pretty. What we're doing is we're actually looking at the materials. So, Bethany, tell us more about how you look at those materials, what you're looking for, and the process that you go through, because I think that every consumer needs to be doing this. And people like Bethany and myself and Environmental Working Group and other people who do this, we're doing that assessment for you, but this is what every consumer needs to be doing for every single product. So go ahead, Bethany, tell us more about this.
So that's pretty overwhelming for most consumers, which is why we're doing it for them. There's so many products out there. The first thing is you can't buy into any of the marketing. You were talking about the credit cards, curing cancer, and I just over the break was just thinking about how they're made with PVC, and I don't know if it's irony or hypocrisy since PVC is so polluting in the production of it. Or that, PVC is toxic.
Yeah, let's use cancer-causing chemicals to make a credit card that we want to fight cancer with.
It's so like, funny. Makeup companies who have toxic ingredients who have, pink ribbons all over their stuff. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't buy
yeah.
into that. Every single product is different. For toys, I decided that I was going to ban 4 ingredients right away. Like, if they had it in their packaging or their product, I just said, no, you can't apply. And those 4 were bisphenol A, which is found in polycarbonate, and can disrupt hormones, and PVC, which is polyvinyl chloride, which is toxic, and phthalates, and flame retardant. So, because they're... So, okay, let's see. Questionable plastics. I looked at questionable plastics. I preferred polypropylene or polyethylene to approve because those are considered the safer plastics, as you know. And
yeah.
I didn't want polycarbonate because of the BPA leaching. And then for, soft toys, I preferred organic. But what I was really looking at is, what kind of dyes were being used, that they weren't using heavy metal dyes, that they weren't using toxic flame retardants in their toys because those are still used in stuffed animals, which I just think is not okay. And
oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And then, paint on wooden toys. There's been recalls for lead paint on wooden toys and plastic toys, so I had a lot of them send me their test reports so I could see the actual levels. They couldn't just send me their certificate of, compliancy or whatever, they had to send me their actual levels so I could see them for myself, because some of the levels that the government approves, I don't approve of.
I agree with you. There's a lot of government regulations I don't approve of either.
Yeah, so I had to do a lot of research on heavy metals, but I kind of came up with my own thing that I was comfortable with. Even if the government approved it, I didn't necessarily approve it. Especially if I saw other companies were able to do it with much less of whatever heavy metal it was in the paint, I said, no,
Good for you, good for you, good for you. Don't you think, Bethany, that you and I should be setting the standards instead of the government?
Yes. Yes, because it's a very complex, there's you know, so many chemicals out there, and it's just extremely complex, and no one person seems to know everything that they need to know, and especially people who are making the regulations. They're trying to teach themselves just like we are, and they're, and
yeah,
they've got other things
that's right.
they've got to deal with. So I've talked to a few people in different states, and, you know, about how they're dealing with the problem in their state, and it's a lot to learn for them. So
it is. It is a lot to learn. It's a lot to learn. What are some examples of products that you find, like, tell me the toxic version of a product and then the less toxic version that you find, like, say, a stuffed animal. Let's just take a stuffed animal.
Okay.
Like, if they were to
get a toxic
stuffed animal versus a non-toxic one.
All right, I won't name any brand names, but I'll just say that there's a major toy company, and some of their stuffed animals were found to have flame retardants in them. And there's safer versions, like two of the companies I approved, one was Pebble, and those are fair trade hand-knit toys and from the UK, based in the UK. And then Apple Park is organic toys, and neither one of them have any flame retardants. the traditional rubber ducky is not really made with rubber. It's made with PVC, and it can leach phthalates and lead and chlorine, and it's not something you want your baby mousing in the tub. So you can get a natural rubber duck from Hevia, or you can get, well, that's the only one I can recommend right now for rubber ducks. For wooden toys, I love Plant Toys. They use formaldehyde-free wood glue for all of their toys. They use safe paint on their toys. And, or you could go, like, sometimes there's, like, on Etsy, there's one company called Smiling Tree Toys that got the seal of approval, and they're made with natural wood and, like, organic vegetable oil they grow on their farm. So if you really want to get natural, that would be where to go.
Great. We're going to talk more about this after the break. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Wingett, and my guest today is Bethany Gonzalez-Pena from Be Eco Chic. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Bethany Moreno Gonzalez. Did I get that right? Bethany Gonzalez Moreno. I'm glad I looked. she's the founder of Be Eco Chic and the Be Eco Chic Seal of Approval. And I want to make sure you can get to her website. It's Be-Eco Chic, E-C-O, chic.com, and she has a seal of approval, and you can go to her website and see the list of toys and other products that she's approved of according to her standards. Bethany, do you find these products that meet your standards, do you find them in any kind of retail stores, or do you need to order them online? Are they more expensive? Tell us what your experience is like shopping for these products.
Some of them are in major retailers, but many of them aren't. Some of them have been getting picked up more. Some of them are more expensive, but as I always tell the parents and subscribers, I always tell them it's worth your money to just buy one set of the wooden blocks instead of, you know, a bunch of the plastic stuff. It's a better investment, and your child doesn't need a playroom overflowing with plastic junk that's going to break anyway. So it is a little more expensive, and you usually do have to go online to get many of them.
I have found that, too. Have you found I've noticed in going to the websites that have more natural products that they have a different concept of what play is about as well. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah. It's sort of Waldorf-y in nature. Simple toys, open-ended toys, not a whole lot of licensed characters. It's about the child learning and growing and using her imagination with the toy she has instead of getting, you know, a doll that already has shaped features. You know, with a simpler doll, she can always imagine different expressions. So They are a little different.
They are different, and I really appreciate that they're cultivating the child's imagination rather than trying to, as you mentioned, sell a brand. That you don't find natural toys made of natural materials, you know, selling the latest superhero. It just doesn't happen on those kinds of websites because it's not industrial consumer oriented. It's about developing the child and their imagination and their creativity. And like one of the things that I love is the colored silk scarves, because you can use those as so many different things. And, you know, they could be veils, they could be flags, they could be kites, you know, all these different things. And it really gets the children looking at how they can play and create together. It really is a whole different thing, and I think very worthwhile for parents to explore. It's for me, it's been a process of seeing that there's like this toxic industrial commercial world, and then there's this whole other world that's made up of natural materials and safe and healthy, and then it has a different orientation. And so it's very good that you're promoting that, and that you are finding those toys and finding that they're safe. What was the thing? Go ahead.
It has another benefit. The toys look gorgeous in your home. That may not matter to some people, but a lot of people think, like, I'm going to have a child, and my living room is going to be taken over by brightly colored plastic, and that just isn't the case. You can buy a gorgeous wooden walker that looks great in your living room. Like, there's no hunks of plastic just laying all over your floor. And
isn't that wonderful?
It is. I mean, there's safer, like, Green Toys makes recycled plastic toys, and we have some of them, and we love them. But my daughter does love her wooden toys, and some people were really surprised by that. Like, she loves the wooden toys. She loves the open-ended toys, and I love how they look in my house. They look great. So,
well, I think also when I first started doing this work, I remember meeting somebody who had lived a very toxic life, and he then looked at what I was doing, and that I was like wearing a jacket made out of cotton, and, you know, that I had wooden utensils in my kitchen and things like that. And his observation was, oh, these materials feel so good. They just feel comfortable with your body, that your body says, oh yeah, I want to be wrapped in cotton, or my food tastes better because I'm stirring it with a wooden spoon. And I think that babies and children notice that they may not know it intellectually, but they know that it feels good. Like, they know that their mother's body feels good, and these are the materials of nature, and it's what all living things grew up with. And so I think that babies, this is my extrapolation here, I think that babies would feel more comfortable, and children would just feel more comfortable touching the wood and touching the natural fabrics. And it just gives them a much more connected experience with the rest of creation.
Yeah. I wrote a post about that one time, and it just feels more real. It just feels, it has a weight to it. And also, at last, if you have several kids, you're going to keep that wooden toy for the whole time. I mean, it's not like, I mean, I all my friends are always selling their broken plastic toys or throwing them away or donating them, and I could pass some of these toys down to my grandchildren, honestly. So they're a good investment, they're better for the environment, and they look nice, and they feel nice. So overall, I think they're a good investment.
I think so, too, and it's kind of ironic to me to notice that plastic toys, that you think of plastic as lasting forever, because plastic does last forever in the environment. It's very hard to break down. But the toys themselves, the plastic gets brittle, and the toys break very easily. And yet, something like wood will biodegrade easily. You could take that wooden toy and put it out in your backyard, and it'll be gone in a couple years. But as a toy, being used as a toy and being handled and protected in the house instead of out in the ecosystem, it will last and last and last and last. And I just think that's a very interesting dichotomy. It's, wow. Okay, we need to take another break, and we'll be back with Bethany. I'm going to get it right this time. Bethany Gonzalez Moreno from Be Eco Chic. I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd, and you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. And you can find out more about Toxic Free Talk Radio at ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com. And you can also get a link to Bethany's website there. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd, and you can find out more about this show at ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com. My guest today is Bethany Gonzalez Moreno. Did I get that right? I'm sorry, Bethany.
No, I think you did.
Okay. Bethany Gonzalez Moreno. And her website is B, letter B, period, EcoChic, E-C-O-C-H-I-C. And her website address is B-EcoChic.com, E-C-O-C-H-I-C.com. And she has a lot of information on her website, in addition to the list of non-toxic toys. And, like, I'm looking at a page right now for homemade baby wipes, and it tells you how to make them yourself. And they're reusable, so you can save lots of money on baby wipes and make baby wipes that are toxic-free. Bethany, tell us more about the different things that you offer and services that are on your website.
Right now, I have, well, in addition to the wipes, the very first thing that I wrote was a cloth diaper guide, because I bought a lot of cloth diapers for my daughter. And I've got a safe toy guide and product reviews, about 80 different products. Most of them right now are toys, because they were samples sent to me last year as part of the assessment process. I have a healthy eating guide, and you can learn how to make your own green cleaning products or learn how to choose safer ones. You can learn how to choose safer lunch and food storage options. I'm actually writing a baby steps course right now for my email subscribers to help them fight overwhelm and slowly change their families, you know, lives and homes to be healthier and greener, because I know it's really overwhelming. That's what I've heard, and it is for me too. So
it is, you know, it's interesting that that you say that, because I know that, like, toys are something that the baby and kids are using that are right up close and personal, so to speak, in their hands, in their mouths, and it's a good place to start. But really, the child is being affected by the entire home environment, and a pregnant mother is being affected by the entire home environment. And so to have a safe place to raise children really requires making an entire toxic-free home. It goes way beyond the toys, way beyond the clothes that you buy or the crib. All of those things that you buy personally for the child need to be toxic-free, but then the entire environment needs to be that way as well. So it's good that you're giving all these recommendations from your personal viewpoint as a mother. That's one thing that I can't do, because I'm not a mother. I can look at all the baby and kid products, and I can say, well, they meet a criteria that I've established for what I think is minimally required. But I have no personal experience with any of these products like you do, because I'm not a mother. Yeah, so I have to rely on others for that personal experience.
It's terrifying. Once you start realizing how many chemicals are there, you read one article, and then you do a little research, and everything starts to multiply. And that feeling is sort of, once I started gathering research from all the corners of the internet, I wanted to put it on Be Eco Chic so that other mothers wouldn't have to do this searching that I had to do just to get answers. And mothers really have to, they have a lot on their plate, especially when you have a newborn. And I want mothers to realize that, you know, do as much as you can, and it doesn't have to be perfect, because the kind of mother who's researching this stuff is the kind of mother who wants to get it right, who has high standards already.
Yes, I understand that.
So like myself included, I think I'm a little bit of a perfectionist, so I've had to, like, tell myself, I'm doing the best I can. I can't get everything. I can't control everything that my child comes into contact with. I have to just do my best and keep making small changes. So that's kind of the message I'm putting out there for other mothers, to help them just tackle it one tiny step at a time, because that's the way you got to do it. There's just too much.
It is. I totally agree with you. When I started my own non-toxic journey for a completely different reason, I mean, I got really sick myself from the exposure to chemicals just in my own home. And when I learned that it was toxic chemicals in the everyday consumer products that I used every day, I just wanted to get them all out. And like, I just went in one fell swoop and took out everything that I had learned was toxic, and I had an empty house.
But yeah, I was reading a book, and I was like, wow, she really went, she's like, that's it, everything out. She had nothing left.
But not everybody can do that. I mean, there's different people have different situations. I knew that toxic chemicals were making me sick, and I just wanted to get rid of them because they were making me sick. I was having symptoms right then, and I knew that I needed to eliminate all the toxic chemicals I could in order to lessen my symptoms. But for somebody who is healthy, you can prevent getting cancer, as Bethany did, or having immune system problems, as I did, by making changes one by one. And every time you go to the store, decide you're going to get a different non-toxic product. You can start by buying one cleaning product or one bar of soap or getting organic ketchup instead of regular ketchup. It really doesn't matter where you start. That there's buy your children non-toxic toys. It really doesn't matter where you start. It matters that you start. And then as you start making the changes, as time goes by, then your house goes from being very toxic to being very natural, and it feels different to live in that kind of house.
It is a lifestyle, and it requires you to change habits, and those take a while to, it took me a long time to switch to vinegar, to cleaning with vinegar and water, and as soon as I found out I was pregnant, I made the final switch, but I resisted just because I didn't like the smell of vinegar, and I would buy the natural cleaning products, but then I decided, you know what, I just want the most natural cleaning product I can have. So you have to be patient with yourself, too. It's hard to give up sometimes the convenience of some of the other options, or to cook food from scratch when you don't even know how to cook an egg, which is where I was 4 years ago.
I understand. I understand, yeah. It is. We do need to learn how to do these things, and a lot of it is doing things for ourselves and not relying so much on consumer products. It's empowering ourselves to make our own decisions to our own standards, and then making those things happen to our own standards in our own homes, instead of just sitting there watching TV and having someone else tell us what it is that we're supposed to buy. And not that I think that advertising is bad, but advertising too often is advertising something that's not good for us. And, lately there's been better products that are being advertised, but still, there's a lot of advertising going on, what's known in the industry as greenwashing, where they'll advertise something and say a good thing, like it saves energy, but they don't tell you there's mercury that's toxic in that light bulb that saves energy. So there's a lot of misleadingness in advertising, and you still, as consumers, we need to be deciding for ourselves, and sometimes we need to make things for ourselves and invent things for ourselves and look and see how people used to do them in another time period. I mean, there's a whole thousands and thousands and thousands of years of history and experience of people having babies, preparing food, going through every aspect of life without toxic chemicals. And we can learn from that, and we can do things differently. We don't have to just accept this. So, Bethany, we have a couple minutes left. Is there a final statement that you'd like to make sure that people remember when they stop listening to the show?
I would just say that if you're a parent or you know of a parent, I have some grandparents on my list who want safer products for their grandchildren, just to check out the site and, you know, use the shopping guides to help you start to get an idea of which products are safer. Read some of the guides I have to teach you what you need to know to make better decisions yourself. You know, if you, everyone's at a different level of what they know so far.
Yes.
And for businesses, I've just branched out and I'm starting to do, like stainless steel baby bottles. I just did one by Organic Kids that got approved. I just did a body wash by Belly Buttons and Babies that got approved yesterday. And, so we're going to have a nursery guide soon coming out. And, I think that we should be conscious consumers, like you were saying, and make our own decisions and don't just believe what we're being told, because we're not always being told the truth.
No, we aren't always being told the truth, and we're not even always being told everything that there is to know. And
So I
so appreciate what you're doing, Bethany. I'm sure that many mothers and grandmothers and fathers and grandfathers and babies are appreciating what you're doing. Again, the website is b-eco-chic.com. b-eco-chic.com. And you can go there and find out everything that Bethany has, all the products and services and information, in order to create a less toxic life for your babies and children. And I'm Deborah Lindad, and you've been listening to Toxic Free.